بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. My respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah, which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts. My dear respected friends, last week we had spoken about taking two steps into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the two things that we said was intention, number one, and the second step is to go against your nafs. So for the next 3 days, my respected friends, I want you to listen very, very carefully. What advices are going to be given, and these talks, if you are going to listen and you are going to practice on them, inshallah, it is hoped that two steps is going to become very, very easy for you. First of all, we should all understand, my dear respected friends, that for what reason did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us down to this dunya? And from this dunya, from this world, where are we going to? That reality we must bring into ourselves. Allah Ta'ala gives the answer in the Quran in 29 Supara, in Surah Mulk, in Surah Tabarak. Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, it is He who has created death and living, so that He may see who amongst you is the best in amals, in actions. Now, in this ayat, if we search and we think deep, that Allah uses the word death first, then living. Whereas we live first, then we die. Now, why the other way around did Allah use it? My dear respected friends, Allah used it in that way to bring and highlight to us that our actual life begins after we die. This life is a temporary life, but the hereafter's life is a permanent life, never to end. Now we know for what Allah has sent us. To accumulate actions. For Allah wants to see amongst all His creation, who makes the most amal, who makes the most actions. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put with every human mankind two angels known as Kiram and Katibin. One on the right shoulder recording the good deeds. One on the left shoulder recording the evil deeds. Every single deed is recorded. Not one single one is missed. Now, my dear respected friends, I am going to read a story to you regarding your deeds, so you will know that your deeds are not for nothing. Every little one of them you will find. A saintly man saw a wali in his dream. Now, wali, what does wali mean? We talk a lot and we hear a lot about wali. What is wali? Wali is a friend of Allah. Now, this friendship with Allah is open to every single mu'min, every single believer. But to reach, to become a wali, you have to take the two steps. Now you have to listen carefully how to take the two steps to become a wali. Because all your devotions, all your worship, whatever you do, whether you eat, you sleep, whatever you did all for Allah. And not only for Allah, but you do it that you attain the love of Allah and you do it for Allah. So slowly, slowly, by making those intentions, you will reach what they call the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. And when you get the recognition of Allah, you get the love of Allah. And when you get the love of Allah, you become the beloved of Allah. And when you become the beloved of Allah, Wallahi al-Azim, I take the oath of Allah, you have no worries in this world. Absolutely no worries in this world. Like the Quran Kareem proves it, Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that lo, by the zikr of Allah you will find contentment of heart. When you find that contentment and you know that my beloved will do everything good for me, so whether you are sick, whether you are healthy, whether you are poverty stricken or you are rich, whatever the situation is, my dear respected friends, you accept it from the bottom of your heart that is from my beloved. Like our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, mentions in Fazail Ramadan, which the reading took place last week, that when a person fasts, then the odor that comes out of his mouth, bad odor, to Allah, it is more dearer than musk. It's more dearer than musk. Because that is love, my dear respected friends. Our whole tasawwuf, becoming bayat with a sheikh, rotates around love. The more love you have, the more punctual you are going to be on your mamuls. And this love attained by making intention for every single mamul. And everything that Allah does for a lesson. The chair not put here shows that people that are responsible to put this chair haven't got that love that they're supposed to have for the sheikh. It's a lesson. If you had that love, then Allah will take that love that you have for the sheikh and transfer it for the love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, that love will be transferred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. For we can never ever get to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without taking this avenue. Never ever. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran to highlight us the ayat which have been read many, many times. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمَ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the Ummah that if you profess you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. In other words, follow Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for us to follow a sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without the correct intention, without the love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe me, is a hopeless, useless sunnah that you are making amal on. Is of no benefit. It got to be done with love. Now, if you want to attain that love, first love your sheikh. If you become mad and crazy about your sheikh, then Allah will transfer it to the love of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from there, my dear respected friends, it will be transferred to the love of Allah. That is the avenue that Allah has chosen. And that is the avenue that and the route that we got to take. So if you take that route without any objections, without any arguments, without any squealing, we're going to get there very easily. So I hope you're understanding the talk till now, my dear respected friends. My dear respected friends, it is millions of shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I had guides in my life, that their advices, oh, I held and kept it and practiced upon it, due to which Allah had given me the success that I was looking for. We should understand, each one of us, that for this intentions to become perfect, there are three things. One is to attain the knowledge. If you got no knowledge, you cannot practice. So from time to time in these majlises, you are being taught something. That do like this, do like that, do like that. You are taught something. The second step, my dear respected friends, is to make amal on them. It is senseless that you learn knowledge, but don't make amal. Then there is no difference between us and a donkey that carries the sahih sitta, the six sahih kitabs of hadith. What difference is there? He's also carrying knowledge, we also carrying knowledge, but the difference between the two will be making amal. Now, the third one is of the most important of the three. And that is to make intention. For every amal, if you make intention for every amal, then you will be rewarded for it and it brings you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you have to say one word, Allah, which is under 5 seconds to utter that word. But if you make an intention of 10 seconds to utter the one word of 5 seconds, you have won the war. And you bring yourself up to such a standard that, my dear respected friends, you will never be able to be contented in your heart until and when you have not made an intention before you start any amal, any worship, any devotion. If you have to start it without the intention, you will feel naked. That there is something missing and something I haven't done right. So I hope we are understanding slowly all the little bits. If you are going to take the jigsaw bits and put them together, we're going to get a picture. It is not one easy step just to take your foot and put it and I'm there. Take the next foot and I'm there. No. Yes, we are saying put one foot. But understand it in this way, my dear respected friends. That if you want to bake a cake, are you going to take the milk? Are you going to take the eggs? Are you going to take the sugar? Are you going to take the flour and all the ingredients, put them together, push it into the oven, and say, there my cake is baking? We all know that there is no cake going to be baked. If you want to bake that cake, you need to first begin and go according to the procedure and process of making a cake. And that is to take the butter and the sugar first and knead it. And then you throw the eggs, then you throw the milk, then you throw the flour, and then this, and then this. It is a process that you have taken. Then after that you take your dough, put it into the pan of your taste that you want. If you want a round cake, you put it in a round pan. You want an oblong one, put it in an oblong one. You want a square one, put it in a square one. Whatever taste that you got, you will put it in that type of a pan. And you take that pan and you put it into the oven. Now that cake needs a certain temperature to cook. If it's too cold or too low the temperature, your cake is going to spoil. Or if it is too high, the cake is going to burn. Either way, you will not be able to eat the cake. It just got to be the right temperature. And for the right time, that cake got to be baked. Same way, my dear respected friends, is our amals. It got to be done in the right procedure, the right way that has been taught to us by Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all our amals got to be done according to the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If your amals is not done according to the sunnah of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are not going to win. Then you are going to make amal on something that is called bid'ah, which is innovation. And innovation, the hadith condemns it and says, whoever practices it must make his place in the fire of hell. There are many amals, my dear respected friends, that we think we are doing according to the sunnah, but it is not the sunnah, it is bid'ah. So my dear respected friends, let's see what the wali have to say here. He started with it. Abu Buzruk saw a wali in his dream. He asked the wali, how did you find your righteous deeds? This is now after the wali had died. He went to the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and where he saw his deeds. Now this Buzruk is asking that wali about all his deeds, and what did you find there when you went to Allah? The wali said, whatever I had rendered for Allah, I found it. In other words, whatever ibadah he made for Allah with the correct intention that, oh Allah, I am doing it for you, he found it. Further, the wali says, I found enumerated amongst the hasanat, the good deeds, even the pomegranate seed which I had removed from the road. Because in our ta'lim, sometime along we had heard that iman got over 70 branches. And the lowest of the branches is to remove something harmful from somebody's road. So this wali removes something that perchance that pomegranate seed, somebody steps onto it, he'll slip, he will fall. Small little seed. He took it and removed it. That also he found in his namaya amal that he's saying here. Then further he says, I found in my hasanat even my cat which has died. That his cat that he had, the cat that died, he found it in his hasanat. Today, if we have a pet, the pet died, we forgot about it. End of the story. But here, my dear respected friends, it comes into your hasanat. Then he further says, the strand of silk which was in my topi, I found it amongst the evil deeds. For it is haram for a man to use silk. And he had a thread of silk in his topi. For that he found it in his evil deeds. Then further the Buzruk says, the wali says, I did not, however, receive the sawab of my donkey of 100 dinars which had died. He bought a donkey of 100 dinars and the donkey died and he did not find it in his good deeds. So I asked, why am I deprived of the sawab of the donkey's death when I'm rewarded for the cat's death? It was said to me, when your donkey died, you exclaimed and said, it has gone into the curse of Allah. So when the donkey died, he said, donkey has gone into the curse of Allah. Further the story says, you have therefore destroyed your sawab. My dear respected friends, a lot of us have this habit of commenting. For every little thing we're commenting, thus is the result of your comment. We're either becoming anti-comment or uncle-comment. So decide what you want to be, uncle-comment or anti-comment. And comment for everything. These comments are recorded. And they are taking our sawab, our rewards away. So if we are involved in it, my dear respected friends, let's ask Allah for pardon. Ask Him for forgiveness. The only time you can begin to comment is when you think yourself superior than the next person. Think you're a person, you are more holier than him. You are more educated than him. You got a higher standard than him. Then you begin to comment. So let us take this comment and put it into our backseat or in our back pockets and stop commenting. For we have heard in the story what commenting does to you. That the donkey's reward, he did not get it because of the comment that he made. Now let's go further and see what the story tells us, where we can learn some lesson out of it. If you had said, fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, that your donkey had died, you would have derived some sawab out of it, some reward. Further, the wali says, once when I had given some sadaqah in public, I felt pleased when the people looked at me. For this act of charity, I neither received reward nor punishment. So how many of our amals are we doing to show others? Or if not to show others, when we do a certain act, a certain action, a certain amal, it brings some sort of a pleasure into our hearts. That how nice, what the people will think of me. That is what he is referring to. Now, Hazrat Sufyan Thawri, great saint, see what he remarked about this when he heard about the story. Commenting on this act of charity that he gave, the wali, where he did not receive a reward or a punishment. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi said, he was indeed fortunate for not having been punished for the sadaqah. Indeed, it is only the ihsan and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that, what had come in his heart, what he had thought about, was something that was liable to bring the punishment of Allah upon him. Why? Because when you think yourself to be somebody, you are now trying to play God. That I am equal to God. Because of the pride that you have within yourselves, which you have spoken about last week, told the brothers regarding the Allahu Akbar, hope you are practicing on it, and you're bringing that pride slowly down. It will not come off at one shot. We have to work on it, and slowly, slowly, it will come down. Now, my dear respected friends, I need you to understand very well that, my dear respected friends, you find high, big buildings in Johannesburg, which happens very often, that they need to demolish that long, high building. What do they use? Few pieces of dynamite. How big are dynamites? Big. How are they? Small. That small thing put down brings that whole building down within moments. You must have read in the newspaper, you must have seen pictures of it, if you haven't witnessed it yourself, when these buildings are brought down. Within a few moments, that whole building comes down to the ground into dust. Amazing, isn't it? More amazing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That with intention and the correct intention, with a small amal like that, you get a reward of a mountain. But it is for us to practice. Practice makes perfect. The more we are going to practice, the more perfect that intention and niyyah is going to become. And I take the oath of Allah, Wallahi al-Azim, that there is no end in the quality of your intention. You can improve that quality of your intention more and more and more. By the nearer you draw to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we understand it in this way. You are in privacy with your wife. You love her immensely. She loves you immensely. Don't you want to sit and talk? Because you love her, she loves you, you want to talk. So when you are now beginning to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to talk more to Him. And when you talk more to Him, you make more sincere and more longer intentions. My dear respected friends, we continue tomorrow because I'm frightened for this ustad. Yesterday when Maulana was speaking, he got him off the... Just now he gets me off also, so let me just stop before he gets me off. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you continuing the topic tomorrow. I hope you have picked up some tidbits now. You can make amal on the tidbits. If you listen to the next 3 days' talk, inshallah, it will change your life. You are going to draw so much closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, till tomorrow, till we meet again, try to improve and make intention for every single amal that you make till tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, my dear brothers, I have to give you a warning. The weather bureau say that tonight is going to be the coldest night in Gauteng in this year. Possible tomorrow it's going to snow. So I don't know if the Amir Sahib is going to give us permission to play with snow upstairs. So it possibly snow tomorrow. I don't know, you can't use cell phones. I don't know how you play with snow. So my dear respected friends, prepare yourself. Take out your jackets, take out your hats, take out your warm clothing. And Allah Ta'ala protect us from the cold. But believe me, with the zikr of Allah that you make, you're going to get a lot of warmth. And I was amazed when I had to go and speak to the cook about something. When I opened that window, it was so chilly. But inside we're not feeling anything. It's because of all the heat of the zikr and the ibadah that the brothers are making here. Continue it more and inshallah we'll have the heat. We won't feel cold at all. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.